This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
So Khalid ibn al-Walid divided the army into three groups. Al-Muthanna ibn Haritha in the lead in the middle, Adili ibn Hatim al-Ta'i leading the right side, and Khalid ibn al-Walid leading the left side. Do you see Khalid ibn al-Walid's manners? He put him in the lead in the middle. 10,000 warriors, and the conquest of Persia start. 6 great battles, and they conquer Al-Anbar, and they conquer Babylon, and, until they reach Al-Hira, the second capital of Persia. And they enter it, and Adili ibn al-Hatim al-Ta'i weeps. So al-Muthanna asks him, Why do you cry? He replied, because the day I embraced Islam, I was hesitant, and the Prophet, peace be upon him, told me, do you know Al-Hira, O Adi? I replied, yes, I do. And the Prophet ﷺ said, by Allah, O Adi, Al-Hira will be conquered, and you will be in its army. And today I conquer Al-Hira. Truthful are you, O Prophet of Allah. Sadaqta ya Rasulullah. Al-Muthanna cried even more and said, O Adi, you cry because you believed, and I cry because I didn't listen to him. The Muslims won the battle, and they approached what? Al-Mada'in. We're going to conquer the entire Persian lands in Iraq. But suddenly, Abu Bakr as-Siddiq misses this great hero, who is now in his early 60s. So he sends him a message saying, come to Al-Madina immediately, Muthanna. I need to see you. You've won 6 battles. Calm down, and you, Muthanna, come to me. So the first time, he goes to the Medina, and he enters upon Abu Bakr as-Siddiq, and he tells him, Oh Abu Bakr, do you think the Messenger of Allah is pleased with me? أَتَظُنُّ رَسُولُ اللَّهُ يَرْضَ عَنِّي أَبُو بَكْرٍ Oh my God, is the Prophet dear to you like this? Do you wish to do something, something you'd be proud to meet him with? Do you wish to go to Medina and stand in front of his house and tell him, I have supported you, O Messenger of Allah. I have kept my promise, O Messenger of Allah. May his peace and blessings be upon him. SubhanAllah. So Abu Bakr thanked him, and Al-Muthanna told him, let me go to his grave. Can you imagine? Can you imagine how he felt like? He goes and stands in front of his grave. Forgive me, O Prophet of Allah. The Prophet ﷺ says, not once does a person send his peace and blessings and greetings to me unless Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives me back life just to answer him back his greeting. Say sallallahu alayhi wasallam, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's peace and blessings be upon you, O Rasulullah. And try to picture that he's actually answering you back. But I wonder, is he pleased with you as he's answering you back? Or did you let him down? What have you done? Now Abu Bakr as-Siddiq dies, and Umar ibn al-Khattab comes, and he tells Khalid ibn al-Walid, leave al-Muthanna in Persia, and go quickly to greater Syria, known as Bilad al-Sham, because the Romans have started to attack them. And there is a very important point here, and that is the Muslims don't just go attack any of these people. The Quran says, fight in the way of Allah those who fight you, but do not transgress. Indeed, Allah does not like transgressors. وَقَاتِلُوا فِي سَبِيلَ اللَّهِ الَّذِينَ يُقَاتِلُونَكُمْ وَلَا تَعْتَدُوا إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبَّ الْمُعْتَدِينَ This is a rule. It's a golden rule. Do not transgress. Al-Muthanna fought when they fought, and Khalid ibn al-Walid went to Great Syria to fight only when they attacked. So now Al-Muthanna is left by himself in Persia. But Khalid ibn al-Walid took with him a third of the army when he left. So now Al-Muthanna's strength is much weaker. So Urmus, the leader of Persia's army, puts together 20,000 warriors to conquer Al-Muthanna and his army. So Al-Muthanna ibn Haritha found that he had to fight an army of 20,000. What is he going to do? Is he just going to go in war with them, with this little army? Or what? Is he going to say, just let me do what's right without thinking? Or is he going to calculate it first with paper and pen and wait like he did before? Of course he does. He sends a letter to Umar ibn al-Khattab asking for aid. They are 20,000. So he sent him aid by a man called to Abu Ubaidah ibn Mas'ud. And he did the same thing again. Abu Ubaidah, you be the leader, and Al-Muthanna works under your supervision. So Abu Ubaidah went, and he was a follower too. He never saw the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he wanted to really do something for Islam. He had that same enthusiasm in him. Abu Ubaidah is a bit irrational though. He just wants to speed up and jump right into things out of his enthusiasm for Islam, and out of wanting to do what's right. But how about weighing what things are right? You know, like what's first? Should I do this or not? So he went as the leader, and Al-Muthanna his assistant. And they're about to start a battle called Al-Jisr, or the bridge. They, the Muslims, were on the bank of the river, and the Persians on the other bank, and a bridge in between them. So Urmus, the Persian armor leader, said, either we cross to you, or you cross to us. Al-Muthanna told Abu Ubaidah, do not cross. If we cross, our army will get separated and we will be defeated. Let them cross to us and we will conquer them. But Abu Ubaidah was hasty. And he said, let's attack and speed to Allah's victory or martyrdom. Al-Muthanna said, not like that. And he said, no, we should not cross the bridge. But unfortunately, the Muslims started to cross the bridge. And it was a bloodbath. And Abu Ubaidah ibn Mas'ud died a martyr. And Al-Muthanna found the best solution was to withdraw. A very tough battle, Al-Jisr. And it was the only battle the Muslims were defeated in the Persian conquest. And Al-Muthanna was the assistant here. So Al-Muthanna stood up at the head of the bridge and started to call the Muslims back. A very brave act. If any of the Persians had heard him, they would have just killed him. And he started calling, the bridge, come back, turn back, cross the bridge, and I will protect your backs. Imagine, he and 100 knights stood at the head of the bridge, fighting, protecting the entire army, until it withdrew back to the other bank again. And the last one who crossed the bridge was who? Al-Muthanna. But someone threw a spear, and it landed right into his shoulder. Can you imagine? How old is he now? 65 years old. Subhanallah. What do you think of his health? Great health, right? A warrior, a striver in the cause of Allah. Wallahi, I feel for the health of those who smoke. What a shame on such lost health and stuff like that. What a shame on women's health and what they wasted on. Mind you, his wife was with him in every single battle. Wallahi, we're going to be questioned about our health. We'll be questioned about everything. 65 years old and in great health, mashallah. They crossed the bridge and they told him, rest now. So he told his wife, Salma, how can I meet the Messenger of Allah without reaching Al-Mada'in? How? I can't die until I conquer Al-Mada'in. No, by Allah, I will walk with my army till I reach Al-Mada'in. So again, he sent to Umar ibn al-Khattab, we have lost a lot of our warriors. Send me aid so we can complete the Persian conquest. And please send it fast. Why did he ask for it to be fast? He feels he's going to die. His injury won't stop bleeding. He wants to finish what he started. He wants to tell the Prophet, peace be upon him, I told you I won't let you in Persia, but here I did, O Prophet of Allah. Does anybody do that? Do any of you do that? Subhanallah. So the aid arrived, but this time Umar ibn al-Khattab did something really nice. He sent Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas, one of the 10 who were given the glad tidings that they're going to heaven, min al-ashra al-mubashirin bil jannah. But he told him, Sa'd, the leader is al-Muthanna, and you will assist him. Finally, Umar ibn al-Khattab believed in al-Muthanna. Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas arrived, but it was too late. Al-Muthanna was in his final minutes. He told him, I am unable to lead, I am bleeding. Lead Sa'd and I'll follow you. And as if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling him, don't be a leader in this life and get your reward in heaven. Wallahi, sincerity is beautiful. You don't have to be number one. Be number two or number three. So what? Who cares? What is this life anyway? And subhanallah, when Umar finally gave him his leadership, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took it away from him. So he would take pure reward. So there might be not even the tiniest bit of love for leadership in his heart. Even if it was this tiny, to get fully rewarded in heaven. Wow. So they start their battle with the Persians. Let's conquer Al-Mada'in. He couldn't complete. He died a martyr. He died at the gates of Al-Mada'in. And he said, If I die, bury me here. His wife Salma said, but why here, at the gates of the Mada'in? He said, at the gates of the Mada'in, maybe that will intercede for me. لَعَلَّ ذَلِكَ يَشْفَعَ لِي. So I can tell him I reach with the Muslims to the gates of Al-Mada'in. A real man. A great man. Al-Muthanna died, but his wife took a great stand after him. And Sa'd married her later in life. And when Sa'd felt sick on the day of conquering Al-Qadisiyah, she got really angry and told him, I wish Al-Muthanna were alive. He was a hero. لَيْتَ Al-Muthanna كَانَ حَيًّا. She really pushed him. Who? The conqueror of Al-Qadisiyah. The man who was promised heaven. Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas, telling him if Al-Muthanna were alive, he wouldn't said he was sick. Subhanallah. I finished today's lecture. Do you love Al-Muthanna now? Do you know what you should have learned from him now? Let's look together at what we've benefited from today's lecture. First thing, write down. Never be late to doing good. And don't be late to doing good in Ramadan. Don't be late or you might regret and weep for the rest of your life, wallahi. The second thing, always weigh things out first. Think, but also see where the right is and don't forget to be moved by emotion with that as well. It would be great if you could acquire all three together in your personality. Thinking, being with what's right, and moved by emotions. It needs training. Calculating things, but calculating isn't everything. Seeing where right is important too, and so are emotions. Try to balance all three. You can do it. The third thing is manners. When they asked the Prophet, what do you call to? He said, manners. Manners, Muslims, I beg you. Only a real Muslim can bear it from all its sides. The fourth thing, if you make a major sin or mistake, make up for it. Do something great. He wouldn't aid him against Persia. Then he conquered Persia just for him. Subhanallah, be a man. The fifth thing, take care of your health and use it in what's right. And the sixth thing and final thing, find yourself a role, even if no one asked anything of you. He looked at the map. What do the Muslims lack or need? That's where I should be or do. See what people need around you and do it. Don't wait to be told what to do. I am done here. And I want to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept from us and be pleased with us. Be pleased with you and me. And may He bless us this Ramadan. And may He forgive us our sins and grant us repentance. And I'll see you tomorrow, inshallah, with a new character. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's peace and blessings be upon you. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
عشان تشوفهم في الجنة.